This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Paris, hundreds of thousands of commuters had to either walk, bicycle, or rollerblade to work today. Transportation workers are on strike. They are protesting President Nicolas Sarkozy's plans to end their special pensions and bring them in line with everyone else in France. The strikers are holding rallies in Paris, and reporter Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from one of the rallies. And Eleanor, where are you and what are you seeing?
Well, I'm in the Montparnasse neighborhood where there's tens of thousands of striking workers moving down Boulevard Montparnasse with their balloons and banners and chanting anti-Sarkozy slogans and blaring rock music, as you can tell. And they're just saying, you know, this is social regression. We're not going to back down. And Sarkozy, you can stuff it, you know, things like that.
Right. And so what is the response from other people who are there and who have had to find other ways to get into Paris this morning and get to work? Are they supportive?
Well, I just spoke with a woman in her bookshop staring out at the demonstrators, and she said, they're disgusting. They make me sick. So it seems that people, French people, and polls show that 7 out of 10 do not support the strikers. But when I ask the strikers about that, they say that's not true. They do support us. It's the media that's trying to divide people now.
Now, the issue here is that Sarkozy wants them to work a few more years before they retire?
Exactly, 2.5 more years. He says that because there's too many of them and they don't work long enough, they work 37.5 years, that the rest of the French population is having to support their early retirement. Of course, if you ask people here about that, they say that's not true. Our retirements support themselves. And they say the rest of French society should be trying to attain their level. Everyone should work 37.5 years. This is social regression. Why are we all trying to work longer when the country's rich?
And what about President Nicolas Sarkozy? Where is he on this? Is he willing to compromise at all?
He said absolutely not. He cannot back down on this one. This isn't a really big reform. It's just a very symbolic reform, and it's one he's always said he would do. And he's pretty much staked his presidency on this, and he says he can't back down. But these people, what they say is, you know, we don't earn a lot of money, and we do work hard. We work under harsh conditions, and we signed up to this job because we knew we could retire early. And they also say this, it's us today, but in January, it's going to be the rest of the French workers, and they're going to ask you to work 41 years, then 42 years, then 43 years before you can retire. You know, why is it that they're picking on 500,000 workers who barely make anything at all?
You know, I have to say, Eleanor, when I lived in Paris, strikes seemed to be a regular occurrence, and people kind of just shrugged their shoulders and got on with it, and were in generally supported workers who went on strike, even though it was a massive inconvenience. But this time, you seem to be reporting something different.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt the same thing as you in the past. I'm like, how come people aren't going crazy? People are just dealing with it. But I was shocked by some of the people's reactions today, French people. They're fed up. They really seem fed up. And I think, you know, they realize that some things in France have to change, and it's just 500,000 workers who get to retire 2.5 years before everybody else, and they're holding the whole country hostage over it.
And Eleanor, is there an end in sight to this strike?
Well, as of right now, no. Everyone is pretty sure it's going to go on the rest of the week, but the fear is it'll also go into next week. The one glimmer of hope is that the unions have agreed to go back to the negotiating table with the government, and they're supposedly meeting right now. So everyone's hoping that they'll find a solution to this.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Montparnasse, Paris. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.